There are stories stretching from Kuprianuk to Karluk, weaving in and out of Vaikota, Yuganik, and Yuyak bays, stopping at canneries, fish camps, lodges, and shipwrecks all along the way. It's history. It's hyperbole. It's Kodiak's West Side Stories.
Welcome to the West Side Stories. This is Rafael Batanga, and it is my pleasure to share Mark Thiessen's interview at Larsen Bay Mercantile. Mark is originally from North Mankato, Minnesota, and he arrived to Kodiak at around 1971. He lived with his brother, and that is when his fishing career began.
It was the Pacific Pearl. I worked in the cannery, but I was only 14, so they let me go eventually because I couldn't prove I was 16. And then I went to college for a year and a half, and I came back up, and I took a year off to go fishing when I was 20, but I never went back to school. I just did 20 years of fishing.
Tanudavak was Mark's first fishing job, and on 1989, it was Mark's first year spending time in Larsen Bay. On the exact same year, the Exxon Valdez oil spill occurred.
I remember Bob Stanford from Island Air standing up and saying, "Hey, it's coming. It's coming this way, you know." And so that's when you first thought, "Oh, wow, this really could affect us." And I remember walking on the beach up Kauai, and we saw some moose on the beach, and that was the first we'd seen. It was the first time I actually spent time in Larsen Bay. Yeah, the boat I was on, Sea Dream at the time, was hired by Vico to come out, and we actually towed a Navy skimmer out in the bay here, and we'd come tie up at night in Larsen Bay. So first time ever, really.
The Navy skimmer was a special oil skimmer that is towed behind the boat and also towed down a line of moose on the water. The skimmer had a ramp which functioned as an elevator belt that is submerged in the water to take the moose. Then the workers would bag up the oil and send it to Kodiak.
But there was other boats in the bay that were, you know, doing other type of cleanup and stuff. And I remember a lot of it was staged up on a fog neck, which I think got hit the hardest.
The Sea Dream was supposed to be tendering salmon that summer. Picking up bags of oil and operating the skimmer wasn't exactly in the plan, but
it was about the same for me, only you were just towing around a skimmer and a Navy skimmer and doing other functions, you know, during the rest of the year. So it was pretty much the same as salmon tendering. You can't set a net, a beautiful net, in a pile of moose, and that's not going to be okay, you know.
After many years, Mark still remembers his first day in Larsen Bay and the occurrence of the oil spill. And until today, Mark continues to enjoy his days running the Larsen Mercantile. Thank you, Mark Thiessen, for sharing your stories with us. This program was made possible due to partnerships with Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council. This is Rafael Batanga, intern with the West Side Stories Project.
Thanks for listening to West Side Stories, a project of the Baranoff Museum, recorded at the studio of Kodiak Public Broadcasting. Thanks to project partners KMXT, the Kodiak Maritime Museum, Kodiak National Wildlife Refuge, and to all who have contributed their own stories. Remember to share your own West Side story via social media using hashtag Kodiak West Side.